This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is day 30 of the federal government shutdown. Some air traffic controllers are having to go to food banks to feed their families, and SNAP food assistance will run out of money starting on Saturday. ABC's Jay O'Brien's at the Capitol.
The White House has now announced a plan to cover paychecks for U.S. troops coming due tomorrow, but tensions still flaring on the Senate floor over that critical federal food assistance that's set to expire in just 2 days. John Thune, the top Republican in the Senate, shouting at Democrats as he blocked a bill that would fund SNAP food assistance during the shutdown. Instead, Thune calling on Democrats to vote to reopen the government.
President Trump said overnight he had reached a trade deal with China. Now the president's on his way back from his Asia trip. Drug maker Eli Lilly says its top-selling weight loss and diabetes drugs, Mounjaro and Zepbound, brought in more than $10 billion combined during the third quarter. That made up more than half the company's $17 billion total sales. This is ABC News.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation joins partners across the state and across the country, urging drivers to put their seatbelts on and put their phones down. The effort urges drivers to model safe driving behaviors and commit to the buckle up, phone down pledge to buckle up and put the phone down every trip, every time. Distracted driving is a leading cause of traffic crashes in Wisconsin. In 2024, there were 9,068 crashes related to distracted driving across the state, resulting in 44 deaths and 3,530 injuries. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most important things a driver or passenger can do to stay safe in a crash. In 2024, there were 7,648 crashes involving unbelted occupants, resulting in 176 deaths and 2,022 injuries. Always buckle up, every trip, every time. Remind friends and family to do the same. Put your phone down and avoid distractions while driving. If you must use your phone, pull over to a safe location. Texting while driving is not only dangerous, but also illegal in Wisconsin. Sending or reading a text that takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds at 55 miles per hour is like driving the length of an entire football field with your eyes closed. Handheld cell phone use is banned within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle or tow truck with its lights on. It is illegal to talk on a handheld cell phone when driving through a construction or utility work zone in Wisconsin. Handheld or hands-free cell phone use while driving is against the law in Wisconsin for any driver with a probationary license or instruction permit, except to report an emergency.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers prepare for the Panthers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Carolina Panthers Sunday at noon. Green Bay will wear their 1923 throwback jerseys. Jordan Love named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week for his performance against the Steelers. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition. The Badgers getting off to a slow start, shooting, giving up turnovers. Greg Gard.
Yeah, the turnovers will break down, but I was happy with how we turned up the defensive pressure late in the first half.
The Bucks at home for a big one against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight. Baseball, the Minnesota Twins have hired Derek Shelton as their new manager. Shelton had been the bench coach there before taking over as the Pirates manager 5 years ago. The Blue Jays winning Game 5 of the World Series, 6-1. Game 6 tomorrow night in Toronto. The Blue Jays lead the Dodgers 3-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly cloudy afternoon, light northwest winds with highs in the mid-50s. Clouds stick around for the overnight, temperatures dropping to the lower 30s. Partly sunny skies for your Friday. Halloween forecast in the lower 50s. Could be some showers at trick-or-treat time. Right now, it's 37.
Matt Nair on Air.
Also, I wanted to share real quickly just a text that came in from Andrew in Maine. One of the many favorable features of Civic Media is the various hosts' willingness to engage listeners via text, calls, comments, allowing a feeling of conversation instead of being talked at. Thank you, Jane, Greg, Boardlord, and Dan, along with the rest of Civic Media staff and admin. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
She's a chef, a bartender, and a state rep, calling herself the wild card in Wisconsin's governor race. Meet Francesca Hong.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Saturdays and Sundays at noon.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. We got a big day today. Yesterday we had no guests at all, as is usually the case. Today we have three in our first hour, and you can queue up if you want to get in line to ask a question. Representative Pramila Jayapal will be with us in just a moment. She was the most recent chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, the former chair emerita. She is on the House Judiciary Committee, House Foreign Affairs, House Budget, et cetera. We'll get to all that in just a moment. The 202-808-9925, by the way, is our phone number if you'd like to ask her a question. She'll be with us for the whole hour for a progressive town hall meeting. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner, the war correspondent, is going to be reporting live to us, with us, from Ukraine, from Kyiv, Ukraine. And in the third hour of our program, the former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security will be with us, Miles Taylor, about how the White House is secretly assembling a revenge cell complete with spies and cops for Trump and for those people, you know, against those people that Donald Trump has apparently identified as his enemies. What can be done about that? We'll talk with Miles Taylor and Maria Farland Sanchez Moreno about that. So to begin, Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal represents the 7th District of the State of Washington. She's on the House Judiciary, Foreign Affairs, Budget Committees, former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Jayapal, J-A-Y-A-P-A-L, .house.gov is her website. Pramila Jayapal, P-R-A-M-I-L-A, J-A-Y-A-P-A-L, on Blue Sky. Representative Jayapal, it's great having you back with us. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm curious what's on the top of your mind today.
Yeah, well, Tom, it's always great to be with you. Thank you for your incredible show. Look, I think there's so many things that are top of mind, but I'll just pick two. One is the shutdown and the slashing of SNAP. And the refusal by the administration to fund basic food for 42 million Americans. That deadline is November 1st. We are on the 30th day of the shutdown. And let me see, I think we're on the 41st day that Mike Johnson has refused to call us back into the House to negotiate an end to this and to make sure we save health care for Americans. The second is just immigration and the violent assault on American cities by Trump, by Kristi Noem, by Dan Bovino, who's the head of Customs and Border Protection. I was just in Chicago last week holding a shadow hearing on what's happening in Chicago. We had 19 members of Congress from all over the country. And I think the lawlessness and the mass deportation strategy, the kidnapping and disappearing of people in our communities right before our very eyes is another thing that's top of mind for me. And I could go on with a long list, but I'm sure we'll cover them in your show.
Yeah, that's extraordinary. If you could send me or Sean, you know, whoever's email is easiest for you to grab hold of, the information about your shadow hearing, I'd like to do a little reporting and maybe write up something about that. That's important stuff. This morning on Joe Scarborough's show, you know, Morning Joe on MSNBC, John Heilman, you know, the reporter, I think he's with Axios, I'm not sure who he's with now, but laid out a scenario that was rather troubling. He argued, and these are my words, not his, but this is the essence of what he said. I think I'm clearly representing what he said. That Donald Trump and Stephen Miller are ordering extreme and brutal tactics from ICE and Customs and Border Patrol in the hope of provoking a violent response in one of these cities so that they can use that violent response to declare a national emergency and invoke the Insurrection Act so that they can use that now that they're creating these rapid response forces among the National Guard in all 50 states so that they can use that in 3 years to suspend the 2028 elections. And he said, John Heilman said that he has heard from several Democratic governors and members of Congress that's actually a legitimate concern. That shocked me. I'm curious your thoughts.
Yeah, I think it is absolutely a legitimate concern because, of course, these are things that were laid out in Project 2025. And if you look at just Chicago as an example, you have the head of Customs and Border Protection throwing a tear gas canister into a crowd of peaceful protesters against a judge's order that had previously been there at the time, saying you can't use tear gas in crowds of peaceful protesters. And so I do think that, you know, and the judge actually brought Bovino in front of her. It's all being contested right now, but, you know, essentially ordered him to report to her every day at 4 o'clock in the courtroom because she doesn't trust that he's following the order. So I do think that what was laid out in Project 2025 and what the Trump administration is following is this plan of how to continually expand the limits of power, make it possible for people to see that in action and not be able to fight back and then be able to use it again at these critical moments like the election.
Yeah, it's shocking stuff. Well, shall we pick up some phone calls? We've got calls now from all across the country, literally from coast to coast. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York, you are on the air with Congresswoman Jayapal.
Yes, good morning, Congresswoman. My question has to do with algorithms. It's something that Tom's going to talk about later in this show, but the billionaires are controlling the algorithms, which are controlling, were my thought, bots. And as long as they control that and use it with the Republican Party, it makes it very difficult for people to receive clear information. And I'm wondering, what can we do about it now? In 3 years, it may be too late to do something about it, because as long as the Republicans are in control, they're not going to do anything. And they need to be regulated, and we need to let people know that they're doing this to people. They're changing their mind. So what would you think about that?
Yeah, no, Ziggy, you're absolutely right. And, you know, in 2019, I was on the Judiciary Committee, on the Antitrust Committee, and we passed in a bipartisan way a whole set of bills that were designed to regulate these big tech companies and break them up, right? Break them up. And so we had Google, we had Mark Zuckerberg, we had everybody in front of us. And we passed these bills, and then it was, to be fair, it was a bipartisan coalition of Democrats and Republicans who refused to go ahead and pass them through the House floor, even though we passed them through committee. And so you're absolutely right that they are controlling the algorithms. And the way this works, for people who haven't been following it as closely as Ziggy, is they essentially target those algorithms to push the things that are most, that go most viral, that are most incendiary, not necessarily the things that are true. And as the tech billionaires who control these algorithms take over and decide that they're going to bend the knee to Donald Trump and they're just worried about their own pockets, what they're actually doing is pushing out Republican lies and talking points, falsehoods, that are very, very detrimental. And people don't realize that's what's happening, but these algorithms are controlling everything, not just what information is getting out there, but also the price of housing. That's why under the Biden administration, the Department of Justice actually sued RealPage for essentially using algorithms to price fix and to drive rental prices higher and to drive people out of the market. So it is a real issue. We have a lot of actions that we're taking. The most recent one is that I formed what's called a Monopoly Busters Caucus in Congress. And we have been taking on these algorithms, antitrust issues, really all the ways in which billionaires are fixing the economy to pad their profits and to push out lies that affect, you know, that undermine our democracy.
That's great.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Representative Pramila Jayapal, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, will be back taking your calls on our National Progressive Town Hall meeting in just a moment.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes, although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business. Well, Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But WalletHub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s. And CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Let's say you have a couple who's about to get married. You get them a gift at the wedding shower. You get them a gift at the wedding. You get them a gift at the baby shower. If they buy a house, you get them a housewarming gift.
I have never been married. I doubt I ever will be. What do? You just say, I'm going to celebrate my singlehood. Bring me a gift. Brett Brown Deer says, Todd, you don't get a gift for not getting married because you already won by staying single.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Daylight saving time ends this weekend. Don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday night. Fall back and enjoy an extra hour of rest. A message from your local Civic Media radio station.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. They're affordable and fashionable and part of my go-to wardrobe. They've held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom. For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns, it's now available in Canada, too. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom. Quince.com/Tom. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Great clothes, great accessories. Quince.com/Tom. Welcome back. Representative Pramila Jayapal taking your calls for the hour. Jim in Tampa, Florida, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Yes, good day, y'all. There's two things, Representative. Thank you for appearing on the Hartman program. We really appreciate your time. One is a blatant disregard for the legislatures and red states deciding who the voters are really voting for. They're gonna turn this around and say, okay, you voted for Biden, but guess what? Trump is in, and stuff like that. Anyway, and the second one is I called Representative Schumer's office, and I asked them, why don't the Democrats parrot like Fox does? Reconciliation. They could open the government now. They could open it, and then they could own their big, beautiful bill. You all got to get on this thing. And everybody from Congressman Poken to you to Schumer to Hakeem, everybody should be saying one word. Not we're trying to help the people. We're trying to show the people reconciliation. They can do it. They're the ones that are starving you, not us.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. We are really concerned about the redistricting and gerrymandering. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but that Republican states and governors are doing. And that is exactly why, basically they're trying to pick their voters instead of drawing districts that are fair and then having the voters have the say in what representative they choose and what the positions are that reflect the positions of the voters. And so right now, there's all kinds of horrific things happening, but gerrymandering by Republican states, I think, is one of the top ones. Now, we'll see in California, I think, and in other Democratic states, there is this Prop 50 is on the ballot on Tuesday. And I think it's super important that we pass that because we have to have tools to fight back. And the minute we get power back, we can make sure that there's no gerrymandering in any state. But it is important that we're doing what we're doing in California. So I hope anyone who's listening in California is ready to vote yes on Prop 50, because I think that's a very important answer. On the second thing, I think we are continuously saying Republicans are in power. They should open the government. They are in control and they need to govern. And we're going to stand up and fight for Americans.
And John Thune could, on a one-time basis, this has been done many times before. They've done it for Trump appointees and for judges. And on a one-time basis, he could suspend the filibuster and pass his continuing resolution. He just, and he's the head of the Republicans in the Senate. Is that not true?
Right. He's got all kinds of tools. And I've said before on this show, Tom, that I think the filibuster just sort of, I think it's a problem because Republicans have gotten rid of it whenever they want. And then we get into power and we don't use it for the things that we want.
Exactly.
I think it just makes it much more clear that they are continuously using it. And then they put up this screen that too many Democrats in the Senate also agree with, like Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin. Oh, no, we're a deliberative body. We can't get rid of the filibuster. Well, you know what? The filibuster is a Jim Crow legacy and people should know who is responsible. And then when we get back in power, we have to make sure that we also use it for things like raising the minimum wage and protecting voting rights and getting money out of politics.
There you go. Randy in Huntington Beach, we have about a minute and a half to the break here. Randy, you got a quick one?
It should work. Good morning, by the way. I think it's time for progressives to stand up and be heard. After all, our policies make sense and they make the United States a better place. Now, I have a concern, though. I'm not the first progressive who's wondering how to create a pro-democracy, anti-GOP website and keep enough anonymity so I'm somewhat protected from people trying to dox me, throw eggs at my house, death threats, et cetera. Do I need to create an LLC or in order to promote democracy in the U.S., do I need to register my website in Europe where they have better privacy protections?
Good questions, and I'm sorry that you've been the target of death threats. So have I, and too many people across the country. And I think that you should look into all those options. I don't really have a recommendation to make, but I do think it's important that we continue to speak up, that we continue to make our voices heard, that we refuse to be silenced, that we refuse to allow dissent to become unpatriotic. That is the most patriotic thing we can do, is to voice our opinions in a democracy.
America was founded in dissent. I mean, how does that message get distorted by Miller and Trump and whatnot? Oh, and I was a minute off. I've got 45 seconds now.
I mean, I just think that we have to keep fighting back against that. And I think most people actually don't like, including the conservatives, by the way, Tom, like they don't like this suppression of speech. But all of a sudden, they're OK with it because it's coming from their cult leader. So we got to just keep fighting back and reminding people of what the Constitution says, what the rights of American people are, and the founding of this country, the founding values of this country.
And that includes a free press. How do we deal with this media consolidation?
You're so unfair to make me talk about that in 10 seconds.
But I'm sorry.
I mean, look, I think we have to bolster legitimate, fair journalism, protect the rights, and we may have to build a new ecosystem of journalists and journalism. You're at the forefront of that, Tom, but a new way to get real information out, because right now it is a real problem.
Yeah, well, we're live on we're live right now, not only on, 100 radio stations and Sirius XM and Free Speech TV, but also on Twitter or X now, on Facebook, on Substack Live, on, I don't know, there's almost a dozen of these social media platforms that we're on right now. So we're trying.
I know you are, and it's awesome. It's why I make time to come on every month, because I love it.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Representative Pramila Jayapal is with us, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. National Progressive Town Hall meeting. We'll be back after this break. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes, and then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, We drink alcohol. It gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zipa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zipa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to Zipa.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511.
Maggie Dawn.
At 420, I'll be joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. We discuss his lawsuit joining with numerous other attorneys general to restore SNAP funding and make sure Americans don't go hungry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. As the temperatures have begun to drop, it is important to remember to set our clocks back 1 hour this weekend. Daylight saving time will come to an end at 2 o'clock Sunday morning as we return to standard time. With the end of daylight saving time, sunrise will be at 6:38 with sunset at 4:52. There are mixed feelings when it comes to the time change, but regardless of your stance, it's something we all have to work through. The best practice for many is to turn clocks back Saturday night before going to bed. However, there are other things you can do to prepare both physically and mentally. Christy Harris is with Amplify Health by Gunderson.
The more that we can try to slowly, gradually try to get to what the new sleeping pattern will be like, it helps that circadian rhythm and it helps us to be able to not have as much sleep disturbances. Obviously, there is a lot of people that would say, oh, I really don't like it. Some people might say, yeah, we need to have it. So I think right now we just need to realize it is what it is, right? So we know that it's going to happen. We know that we can take some proactive measures to help us to get prepared for those daylight savings times. So some of that could be slowly changing that sleeping pattern so that in the fall you're going to bed a little bit to adjust for that time frame so that your body isn't having as much sleep disruptance. And I would say do the same thing in the spring as well, because both of them definitely have a direct impact on our overall health.
It is also a good time to replace your batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. If you have an emergency kit at home, this weekend is also a great time to check for expired products or items that may have been borrowed for other purposes and need to be replaced. Pay attention in particular to the expiration dates on batteries, first aid supplies, and food. Again, don't forget to set your clocks back Sunday morning as daylight saving time officially ends at 2 a.m. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly cloudy afternoon, light northwest winds with highs in the mid-50s. Clouds stick around for the overnight, temperatures dropping to the lower 30s. Partly sunny skies for your Friday. Halloween forecast in the lower 50s. Could be some showers at trick-or-treat time. Right now, it's 40.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is your favorite or least favorite word? Cinnamon. Love that word. And it's a superfood. I don't like the word buttress just because I'm immature. Con.
My favorite word is scoundrel. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks. John in Madison says words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia. Dumb. Funny because my name is John.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, time for a little recombobulating with Civic Media's political editor Dan Schaefer and the creator of the Recombobulation Area. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Representative Pramila Jayapal with us for the hour, taking your calls. Jessica in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Representative Pramila Jayapal. Sorry. I'm very proud of both of you. You do such hard work. The Democratic Party needs to run Reagan's ad for 5 minutes, his speech on tariffs on the weekends during sports games. To educate our country. And would Ed Martin be part of that? And then I do have another question, too. But I think that would be huge to get that out there. And right now, there are 3,000 migrants missing that ICE can't, they say they have no idea where they are. And then I'm in Chicago. A Chicago suburb had ICE through tear gas right before a children's Halloween parade. And so our governor, so proud of him, and I'm so proud you met with him, he is asking to let the children have their Halloween. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you, Jessica. You know, I think that on the tariff thing, you saw that that's what Canada did. And then Trump, of course, crashed down on them and said he was not going to, you know, talk to them anymore because they dared to use Reagan in their ad. I do think it's a really good idea. I'll pass it on. I think the tariffs, you know, and the way that they are doing the tariffs can be a good policy, by the way, but it has to be paired with domestic investment that really helps to make the transition from manufacturing things overseas to manufacturing things here. That's not what he's doing at all. He's actually cutting a lot of the investments that we put into American manufacturing a number of the bills that we passed, including the Inflation Reduction Act. So that's on your first point. On your second one, it is just heartbreaking. Listen, I saw Governor Pritzker's letter asking Kristi Noem to please not have raids so the kids can enjoy Halloween. We were in a school that had been tear gassed a block away just a couple of days before we were there. And I'll tell you, we were all in tears listening to these educators, listening to these family members who are terrified. The schools are now going on what's called soft lockdown, where basically they lock down the school because they're afraid for their kids to come to school. And so they're calling off school. And part of that is there's like a 30 to 40% minimum drop in attendance because families don't want to come. They're pulling moms out of cars outside of a school, pulling the mother outside while she's waiting for her kid to come home. And both in public and in private, we heard a lot of people, including a very, very powerful 19-year-old who testified publicly. Some of them don't want to come out and testify publicly, but she did, Genesis O. And encourage you to listen to that shadow hearing clip. We're going to send it all over to Tom so he can play some of them. But she is 19 years old. Her mom was picked up, kidnapped, detained. She is now responsible for her younger sibling who has a disability. She has to figure out how to pay for and take care of the family. And she It was just heartbreaking to listen to her testimony. And this is what we heard over and over again. Another guy in private who didn't want to come out publicly and testify because they're so afraid. He serves in the U.S. military. He was stationed abroad. He had to fly home on leave because his father was kidnapped. And by the time he got to the United States, his father was deported. And he said, I'm putting my life on the line for this country, and you're deporting my father? It was just heartbreaking. So I'm so proud that Pritzker, that Mayor Brandon Johnson, they're all standing up. But it is really, I mean, this is the ultimate of violence in our streets, the U.S. military being unleashed against U.S. citizens. And now there are a couple of National Guard in Illinois who have said they're not going to comply with the orders because this is not what they signed up to do either. And I think it's important that we recognize that these people are also being put into a terrible position, and maybe there'll start to be organized resistance from within the military forces against a president who's trying to use the military against U.S. citizens in contravention of the Constitution.
One can hope. Sean in Jackson, Michigan, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up?
So I have something to ask about that is not really getting talked about much, but I'm curious if there's no funny business that goes on with the elections in 2026 and Democrats get back into power, if there can be some oversight hearings on the allowance of Pegasus spyware now and also the entrenchment of flock cameras, and Ring is cooperating with ICE. So I think there needs to be some kind of oversight and regulation on these private corporations doing mass surveillance of Americans in this country, because it's making it easier for ICE to conduct its operations. It's making it easier for the government to overreach. And I'm just wondering if the Democrats have any concern about this at all, because it really doesn't get talked about very much.
Yeah, 100%, Sean. And listen, Flock, this is a really important point Sean's bringing up. Flock has been used right here in my home state of Washington to access private information from people in the driver's license bureau, right, in that system and in other systems, because this is a technology that is used by a lot of states where they can have a loophole to get around the fact that the state agencies are not cooperating. We have a law in Washington state, and our governor has been great about this. But what's happening is those agencies are using a technology, and that company is then cooperating with ICE and passing on the information. So absolutely, we're going to have hearings. And this is a really important issue for everyone to look into in your own state, and to make sure that even if you are in a Democratic state like mine that says, yeah, we're not going to cooperate with ICE, they are still getting that information, because the private corporations that have contracts with some of the agencies for the data management system, they are cooperating. And you can bet your bottom dollar We're gonna do oversight hearings and stop that, but we can stop it right now. The governors can also, and the state legislatures can do something about this.
Brian in Milford, Delaware, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Tom and Ms. Congresswoman? How you doing?
Good.
Yes. I wanted to talk to you guys about something that I don't know if you talked about it in a private time and then another show that nobody's talking about in Democrat side or in mainstream media, because it's probably a little taboo. So Nobel, I'm talking about the Venezuela attacks and stuff. Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Machado back in February went on a podcast with Donald Trump Jr. basically advertising for a regime change in regards to, hey, come over here. You know, we got oil. Forget Saudi Arabia. We'll privatize everything for the U.S. companies. Like, we'll just let you just take over. And she's been very quiet about these boat strikes. And it's like, I'm not saying, like, you know, villainize her, but just really, like, I want Democrats just really watch this kind of unholy alliance going on between the Trump regime. Like, there's something going on there. It's like, because everybody's like, why is Venezuela like this push to
prevent? So is that your question, Brian? What's going on with all this?
Well, boat strikes. Let me just speak to the boat strikes, because that to me is a really, really dangerous situation where Donald Trump is essentially declaring war and murdering people without any congressional approval, without any oversight, without any evidence that these boats are you know, worthy of an American strike. And we just had at the CPC, the Progressive Caucus has a meeting every Tuesday or every Wednesday, and we actually had a panel on the Venezuelan boat strikes, because this does amount to murder. It is unconstitutional. There's lots of evidence that is questionable, questioning Donald Trump's stated reasoning for why he's going after these, whether they really are drug smuggling boats or not. Nobody really knows. And in fact, some of the evidence is to the contrary. And so this is something, in fact, I have a statement on my desk to just approve on the danger of this, and we are trying to do, and there are some bipartisan efforts in the Senate around this, because I do think that there are some Republicans, at least in the Senate, that are concerned about this. Representative Omar has a resolution that I am on that also addresses this. And so we are paying a lot of attention to this, because the idea, once again, he's testing the limits, right? If he can declare war here on these boats and just say that they're drug smuggling boats and that's why we need to attack them, he can do it anywhere. And he is taking over command of where and when the United States goes to war with anybody, with no oversight, with no evidence, with no congressional authority. And this is a president who was supposed to, in his campaign pledges at least, another set of promises he's broken.
You're
but
listening
to
Tom.
Get out of war.
Visit TomHartmann.com for audio and video archives.
Almost 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative John Paul in just a moment.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. And right now you can get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping and the top five collagen warnings. getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. Welcome back, Representative Pramila Jayapal, taking your calls for the hour. And Patrick in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hi, Representative. Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. My question is, when can we expect the Progressive Caucus to take over the Democratic Party? It's, as I understand it, it's all just a group, and there's no real laws preventing any of you from doing this. You just simply take over, you start a super PAC, and ask people to donate to it, and that's how you raise funds, and then you just start acting as the leaders of the Democratic Party. I asked Mark Polkin this, and he said he didn't want to see Democrats infighting, but I didn't hear leadership endorse Mamdani at all, much less full-throatedly, and that's the kind of leadership that we need. So when can we expect the progressives to fight for this country, take over?
Got it, Patrick. Thank you.
Well, Patrick, go check out Congressional Progressive Caucus PAC. I am a co-chair of that, along with Greg Kassar and Maxwell Frost. And we are raising specifically to be able to elect more bold progressives across the country. So contribute there. There is also an allied super PAC that you can contribute to for exactly this reason, because we need to fight back against all the big money that's coming in to try to buy races now, even in primaries. And so that's a really important strategy. We're also working, by the way, with state parties. Oregon, actually, Tom, is one place where we were hoping to get something done, where the state legislature, the state party, Democratic Party, can outlaw big money in primaries, or at least incentivize not spending in those primaries. So lots of things that we're trying to do so that we actually have the kind of power, the kind of backbone, the kind of spine that we need to continue to push the Democratic Party to be as strong as we need to be.
That's great news. Tom in Columbus, Ohio, you're on the air with Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal.
Yes, I think the Congresswoman is a little convoluted, but I just read that the FBI director, Kash Patel, took the FBI's private plane, had him flown into State College, PA, from D.C. to watch his girlfriend, a country singer, in a concert. after which they took it and they flew it to Nashville, where they spent the night. And then he got up and flew the plane, was down to Texas for what looks like personal business. Now, we're in a shutdown. We're cutting kids off of food. When is that man going to be made write a check to the U.S. Treasury for this expense?
Yeah, look, I haven't seen that report, but I have seen all the reports of corruption that this administration is using, that people in the cabinet, that Donald Trump himself, it's all about enriching themselves and their billionaire buddies. It's not that we don't have the money to pay for 42 million Americans to get basic food assistance. We just spent $40 billion bailing out Argentina. We're spending $5 trillion for tax breaks for the wealthiest. He's spending $300 million on his gilded ball room, which he says is the number one priority as people are going hungry. And the corruption is something that I just want to really highlight and say to people, we need to keep calling this out because they're fired all the inspector generals that are supposed to look into this. In fact, they just fired all of the people that are supposed to have oversight over what happens in the White House construction and remodeling. That's the people's house. And people are furious about this, but we need to have more people because the Republicans are refusing to hold them accountable. So if you've got a Republican senator, a Republican member of Congress, call them. Tell them how outraged you are. If you're not in a Republican state or district, find five people that are and have them call because we need the country to explode in an uproar against Republicans in Congress who are refusing to hold this guy accountable for anything. They're just bowing down to the cult of the king.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that Alexei Navalny nearly brought Vladimir Putin to his knees, and the 100% single issue was corruption.
That's right.
It's a big deal. Justine in West Hollywood, California, you're on the air with Representative Jaipal.
Hello. Hoping you guys are doing well. Thank you for having me. So my question is this. If you guys want somebody who's strong, why not get rid of Chuck Schumer? Because he is the weakest of weak. You need somebody who's tough and strong against these Trump-looking mega thieves. Sorry, I'm trying to control my temper.
Got it. But, I think we have the question, Justine. Yeah, thank you.
No, listen, we understand. And, you know, I wasn't quiet about how I felt when Senate Democrats led by Chuck Schumer, not all of them, a couple of them, caved in the earlier continuing resolution fight, and then just saw Republicans essentially pass rescissions package that went back on what they had just agreed to. It's totally outrageous. And so I'm glad that the Senate Democrats are holding strong this time around, and I think it's because there has been so much public outcry and a real threat in New York that people are not going to keep voting for Democrats who don't stand up and fight for the people. And so that's what I hope the Senate Democrats continue to do. And Chuck Schumer's been doing that this time around. Let's continue to push him to make sure that he continues that, but I feel like he learned a lesson in the spring, and hopefully we're going to continue to see real leadership with Senate Democrats standing up.
In our last 30 seconds, your thoughts on the coming weeks, how we should be responding? What we should be
well,
doing.
I'm going to do the plug again for resistancelab.us. Sign up. You can be a part of the movement that learns how to fight back. I really think we need to continue to hold strong because for all the people who are saying, you know, any people out there who are saying, let's end the shutdown, you know, don't give up without getting anything in return. If we do that now, they will continue every single day to just ride roughshod over us, slash jobs, slash benefits. We have to stand up and show that we're not going to give in to the bully. And that's a lot of the work ahead. And then, of course, on immigration, please support your neighbors. Be a part of a rapid response patrol against ICE. Fight back against the fight back nonviolently against the violence that we're seeing from ICE and DHS.
ResistanceLab.us. Representative Jaipal, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you, Tom.
Great talking with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It is day 30 of the government shutdown. Lawmakers are not any closer to finding a fix. It comes as tens of millions of SNAP recipients won't get their monthly food assistance starting on Saturday.
To Speaker Mike Johnson, the solution is simple. All Senate Democrats have to do is get on board a funding bill the House passed over a month ago.
Then we will get back here, and then we will debate all these other extraneous issues.
Democrats say the extraneous issue affects 20 million people on the health insurance exchanges who benefited from COVID-era subsidies that are set to expire. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says premiums are skyrocketing.
And the American people will see so this weekend.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Furloughed workers, meantime, including air traffic controllers, are on the job without pay. Vice President J.D. Vance will hold a roundtable today with Republicans focusing on the impact of the shutdown on aviation and the industry. Hurricane Melissa on the move, this time targeting Bermuda later today. Damage in Jamaica and also Cuba and the Bahamas still being assessed. This is ABC News.